Hi, Celia. It's Elizabeth Starrow. I'm the lead at the Pope and Deacon Garden Restoration Project.
Now, explain this grant that the garden just received.
This is given by the Monarch Alliance. Their aim is to have as many what they call way stations along the way as possible, because as the butterflies are going through their life cycle and migrating, they go from place to place to be able to feed and rest. And so it can be just a little portion of your yard that you plant some butterfly weed or something to help them and nurture them so that they can make their long journey to Mexico.
And Pope and Deacon will be one of these way stations.
Absolutely. And there are two main gardens at Pope and Deacon, the front entrance garden and then the whole back formal garden, and both of them will be completely planted as way stations and integrated with plants for life cycles, from eggs to larvae to caterpillars and finally butterflies.
Explain why it's significant to make a butterfly or a pollinator garden.
We wouldn't have any food if we didn't have pollinators, because they make the honey, they move from plant to plant and help pollinate. They also are critical in agricultural applications to grow and create our food.
Are you excited about this?
Oh, definitely.
Grain? Hi, my name is Alyssa Imes, and I'm from Emmitsburg, Maryland, originally. I am a sculpting major. This is my fourth year here studying a BFA with a concentration in sculpture. There was this call for a sculpture at the Pope and Deacon, and I had applied. I found out that in the call that it is a honeybee and monarch butterfly sanctuary. So in my sculpture, I wanted to include both of those aspects of their anatomy. What my idea was to have a profile of a wing of the monarch butterfly with their same pattern. And then on the inside of the actual, like, spots is actually a honeycomb pattern that incorporates both of the species. The actual piece itself is called Wing Forces because both are pollinators and they both flourish the garden itself. So I was kind of trying to incorporate both of them in the sculpture. The sculpture itself is actually going to be around 4 feet tall. Like I said, it was a profile, so both sides will be similar in nature. The wing itself is going to be black, and the spots are going to be more of that yellowish tint of honey.
Are you excited to be chosen to have something permanently displayed in the house over there?
Absolutely. When I came to Shepherd, I was like, it was before they had any sculptures pretty much on campus except the main ram. And I was like, oh man, it'd be so cool to be able to like leave something behind. And I really can't believe that I'm actually able to leave something behind. So it's really nice and special.
I'm Kevin Dart. I'm the 3D fabrication manager here at Shepherd University's Fastener Lab, which is part of the Department of Contemporary Art and Theater.
And what do you think of this whole process of having a student?
I love it. I mean, I think it's great. I mean, I'm trying to like find opportunities for students, but also really try to get more sculpture on campus as well. And it's a perfect fit to work with Pope and Deacon to make it happen. The Pope and Deacon garden people chose Alyssa's sculpture. There were a few applications, and hers was the winning one. And we had strong applications from students. I'm proud of all the students that applied because mm-hmm. they were all pretty good.
All the students who applied got valuable experience from doing this.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Explain mm-hmm. that.
It's not every day that a university is sending out a call for public sculpture to students. And so, this is something that fine art students, sculpture students who are looking to do more public art work, it's good experience for them to even just have that opportunity to apply for something. And also, if they want, get direct feedback from their application process.